Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 241, Never Cast Off. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. Lamentations 3:31-32. Let that settle for just a moment. These words were not written from a comfortable place, with life going well and the heart at ease. Jeremiah wrote them amid the ruins of Jerusalem, the city in ashes, the people carried away, and it was there, right there, in the rubble, that he declared, "The Lord will not cast off forever." Not because circumstances told him so, but because he knew the character of God, and character does not change with the ruins. Maybe you are in your own ruins today, a relationship that collapsed, a hope that never came, a season that has gone on far too long, and in the silence of that pain, a voice whispers, "God has forgotten you. God has left you behind." I need to tell you today, that voice is lying. The Bible does not hide the fact that life hurts. It doesn't. It says plainly, though he cause grief, God did not promise a life without grief, but he promised something better. He promised that grief is never the final word. Every hard season has an edge, and beyond that edge stands compassion. And what kind of compassion is this? The Hebrew word Jeremiah uses here shares its root with the word for womb. Think about that. A visceral, carrying love, one that holds from the inside, that cannot let go. Not the distant sympathy of someone watching from afar, the love of one who is so close that he feels your pain in his own body. That is the quality of God's care for you. And the text does not stop there. It says, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. This is not an emergency ration, not the bare minimum to keep you from going under. It is a spring that overflows, that rises to meet the full depth of your need, that never runs dry. God's compassion is as vast as his love, and his love has no bottom. You want the greatest proof that God does not cast off. Look at Calvary. There, when we could have been abandoned once and for all, he did not abandon us. He gave his own son. The cross is not poetry about God's love. It is history. It is fact. It is the permanent, unshakable guarantee that what Jeremiah declared in the ruins of Jerusalem is true for you today, right now, in this very season. So here is your call today. Before breakfast. Not later, not when you get a chance. Before you stop, you open your mouth and you speak aloud one area of your life where you have feared being rejected or abandoned by God. Maybe it's an area you have never said out loud to anyone. You name it, and then you read today's verse back over that very place as God's direct answer to it. You let the word of God speak straight into the pain you just named. This is not an exercise. It is an encounter. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.